Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Attorneys for the Republican-controlled Wisconsin Assembly are asking for a delay in a federal trial over political boundary maps. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments in March in similar cases out of Maryland and North Carolina. Wisconsin lawmakers say a ruling in those cases could affect their case. Democrats want a final ruling before the 2020 elections, and they are resisting a delay. And the Waupaca County Sheriff's Office reports a school bus driver and five children were treated and released from a hospital Tuesday after an accident. The bus went into the ditch, hit some trees, and came to a stop on some rocks in the town of Lebanon. Investigators say the bus went out of control on a curve. February begins a new chapter for one of the longtime institutions in the nation. This month, girls are being welcomed into the Boy Scouts of America chapters. There's a new name as well, Scouts BSA. Leanna Holzum is a spokesperson for the Samoset Council office located in Weston.
Starting February 1st, the Boy Scouts of America nationwide is introducing the Scouts BSA program, which was formerly known as the Boy Scouts. So now girls are being allowed into the Boy Scout program.
Holzum says the program will not be co-ed, with just a couple of exceptions.
Well, there's a lot of rumored or speculation that it's going to be a co-ed program. But just like our Cub Scouting program, it is not. It's going to remain single gender. So the troops are going to stay as either all girl troops or all boy troops. There might be the occasional overlap if they are linked together, where they would have special events that they'd be doing together. But other than that, all of their activities, all their adventures, all of their merit badge opportunities, camping, things like that are going to remain single gender.
Some of the girls who plan to join all-girl troops are coming from the BSA's Cub Scouts program, which opened to girls ages 5 to 10 last year. Since then, more than 71,000 have joined the program nationwide. 1,200-acre Camp Tosomas, north of Rhinelander, remains a core facility of the Samoset Council. It serves more than 3,000 campers each year. More information is available at Scouts BSA Samoset Council office in Weston. And more people have been arrested in Forest County in an ongoing crackdown on an alleged drug distribution scheme. The latest was Saturday evening when the Forest County Drug Task Force stopped a vehicle in Crandon for a traffic violation. The canine unit gave a positive indication on the vehicle. The driver was identified as 24-year-old Rhonda Rochelle of Crandon, with two passengers, 26-year-old Jay White Jr. of Crandon and K.N. Ross, age 22, of Watersmeet, Michigan. Officers allegedly found 11 bags of heroin, 12 bags of crack cocaine, scales, and large amounts of drug paraphernalia. Those three persons were charged with several felony drug charges. After those arrests, detectives applied a search warrant at Rhonda Rochelle's residence in the town of Lincoln, where more drugs and other material was allegedly found. Two other people at the residence, 20-year-old Brandon Phelan and 26-year-old Kashia Morris, both of Crandon, were taken into custody. They also faced several drug-related charges. In addition, Rhonda Rochelle is charged with maintaining a drug trafficking place. All are in the Forest County Jail. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is asking the Air Force to investigate claims of sexual assault and harassment at a Wisconsin Air National Guard unit in Madison. Baldwin made her request after she was told of about six allegations by female squadron members. The oldest complaint was submitted 16 years ago, and high-ranking National Guard officials are accused of failing to address the problem at the 115th Fighter Wing Security Forces Squadron. And Governor Tony Evers issued a pair of executive orders on health care in his first full day on the job. Evers wants the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to come up with a plan to expand Medicaid. The legislature would still have to give its approval before the plan would go into effect. Evers also wants several state agencies to make recommendations on how to protect people with pre-existing conditions and how to resist efforts to repeal the federal health care law. And the weather forecast for this afternoon: partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 14. Northwest winds with gusts as high as 25. Wind chill down below zero. Tonight cloudy, low around 8. And again, low wind chills. Thursday cloudy with a high near 19. Thursday night cloudy, low around 9. Friday, 20% chance of snow showers and cloudy with a high near 25. And Saturday, chance of snow showers. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.